Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. My guest today is Dr. Andrew Furey, founder of Team Broken Earth and now co-founder of a new mental health initiative called A Dollar a Day. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me.
So you founded A Dollar a Day along with fellow Kick-Ass Canadian Alan Doyle and businessman Brandon Paddock. Can you tell me what prompted the three of you to launch it?
Well, it started very organically, I guess. Alan, myself, and Brendan, who are friends, were strolling down Water Street here in St. John's, Newfoundland, one Christmas, and it was Alan's idea, actually. Alan, we passed a panhandler, and Alan said, you know, every day I give this guy change, I'm walking back and forth to from a coffee shop to the studio, and I give him change, and you know, I wonder what happens when I stop giving him change, you know, if I, once I'm not here anymore, what's going to happen? And the conversation kind of went to mental health and, you know, why someone would be on the street. And of course, you know, oftentimes, not all the time, but sometimes there's addictions and mental health issues associated with why someone would find themselves in that situation. And we got to chatting amongst the three of us and realized that we've all deeply touched in our own way, in our own personal lives, by mental health issues. And, you know, as we're strolling, kind of thought, well, you know, what about if we, instead of giving one guy a dollar, we all give a dollar, and then that goes towards a foundation that will supply others to do frontline activities. So a dollar alone can't do a whole lot, but what about if we all gave a dollar a day, and the scale of that would generate quite a bit of money for mental health and addictions problems, which are, you know, face all of us. And we really thought a dollar a day was nice because most, albeit not everybody, but most can afford a dollar a day. And this is a problem that affects everybody. And so by giving a dollar, if everyone can contribute, then everyone can be a part of the solution. And so it doesn't matter how much you're worth. We still really only want a dollar for the frontline initiative, so everyone gives a dollar a day, and everyone is equal. It's a problem that affects all of us, and we're all a part of the solution.
So how does that work then? I mean, can people make a one-time contribution so that it's not $365 a year, or can you talk about how that works?
Sure, yeah. So you can, the website is set up so that you can make monthly contributions. You can make annual contributions, or you can make multiple multiple years of contributions altogether. It's a true foundation in that we're not an operating charity. It's tax deductible, but we then take that money and divide it up amongst the 10 provinces based on the territories based on the distribution that the money comes in, and we'll provide it to frontline charities in need in the local jurisdictions that the money was raised.
Oh, that's interesting. And you've already chosen the first four programs that will benefit from this. How did you choose them?
I started by talking to the Canadian Mental Health Association. You know, we didn't want to recreate the wheel. It's something that we didn't want to do. And we also didn't want to be an operating charity. We really saw that there was gaps that needed to be filled, you know, gaps in funding structures, gaps in government funding, that some of these great programs that are always already established, already providing excellent initiatives, but often don't have the full amount of funds needed to execute on what they want. So in talking to the Canadian Mental Health Association and some others, we vetted some samples of charities that you know, that we would be supporting. For example, here in St. John's, we're supporting Thrive, which is a frontline shelter for youth, providing, you know, addiction services and mental health services to people who have dropped out of high school and looking for a second chance. Often these people are on the streets and have nowhere to turn, and Thrive provides them a safe environment to try to get their life back on track, just a little bit of an extra helping hand. And in Alberta, for example, there's a Headstrong program that is a Canadian Mental Health Association initiative that is funding seminars for First Nations and youth to change the way that they think about mental health and addictions. And they're up and running there and just need a little bit more funding to try to broaden their reach. Vancouver, we picked the Harbor Light, which is a Salvation Army initiative that is on the front lines of the opioid crisis. And we all know that the opioid crisis started west and is moving east, and Vancouver felt the brunt of this, and we really thought it would be a nice initiative to get behind, and so that's something we picked there. So you can see, and in Ontario, for example, we picked a seniors initiative that's sponsored by the Livestrong, is sponsored by the Canadian Mental Health Association, that helps seniors with their mental health issues. Seniors have a higher rate of mental health issues than addictions than we may initially think. And they're often going through a period of transition and change in life that can cause great stress and anxiety. And this fantastic initiative helps provide them with coping skills and support groups to help them through that phase of life. And so you can see how, you know, we've kind of picked a really diverse group of initiatives because we really feel that mental health is so broad and mental health and addictions is so broad that we really wanted to keep it as broad as possible and not narrow in on one particular initiative.
Yeah, no, that's a wonderful, a huge variety there. How can other programs and facilities apply for future funding from $1 a day?
They can contact us on our website. And, you know, as we, hopefully as this thing grows, we will be soliciting applications and looking for people to give away the money to.
And your website is $1a day.ca, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Thank you so much for launching yet another necessary and hugely important initiative. I know Team Broken Earth has been expanding, and you recently had the first autism education seminar in Nicaragua. I don't know if you want to speak to that briefly as well.
Yeah, sure. Team Broken Earth continues to grow and grow. It's, you know, since probably the last we spoke, you know, we've had over 1,000 volunteers across Canada now in these developing countries, like boots on the ground type of volunteers. You know, we've expanded from Haiti and, you know, we're now have a presence in rural Haiti, whereas we were just in Port-au-Prince after the earthquake. And we're now also in Bangladesh, Nepal, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. And yeah, it's just expanded immensely. We've also expanded to include other teams from other countries, and by that I mean just outside of Canada now sending teams. So our first team from Boston, Massachusetts is going in March, and London, England is sending a team hopefully in June of this year. So the whole program continues to expand, and the scope of it continues to expand. As you mentioned, we're you know, as we started as a medical relief group, and this week in rural Nicaragua, there's a vision clinic and an autism workshop happening simultaneously. So the vision clinic is in partnership with Lions Club, and we're handing out glasses and doing vision checks for people who can't afford it in the poor areas of Nicaragua. And at the same time, there's two educators down there working alongside and doing seminars with the within the local education system about and, you know, informing and giving toolkits to help children with autism. So the whole project just continues to grow, and it's a good thing. I think it gives more people with big hearts a way to get involved and give back.
Yeah, well, you continue doing that. Thank you so much for that. And bravo to you, Alan and Brendan, on launching $1 a day. I hope it's tremendously successful.
Well, thanks so much.